Hey, John, this is Dave Clements. I'm getting correspondence from people that are CCing me or at least sending me emails of their request to fight back to get refunds for their donations. And one individual is by the name of Dwight Merkin, and he lives in Iowa. And he sent a $10,000 donation to fight back to be used for the New Mexico audit, and he has not been refunded. You need to do something about this, because there's another individual that's, that gave $20,000 directly for the audit. I obviously, for reasons that are self-evident, cannot communicate with Lynn because of just whatever conspiracy theory he has about me. But this involves now you and Nancy Ross or whoever the board members are. And this man's being defrauded out of $10,000. I've got all of the financials, and I've got the emails, and I'd be happy to share them with you, but you need to start looking after your own interest as a board member, because if this isn't resolved, and I need resolved quickly, I am going to make a complaint with the IRS to look at this, because this is insane that Fightback's holding on to a $10,000 donation. The $50,000 award to Dr. Shiva was done out of the general fund of Fightback. There was no fundraising emails. There was no solicitation. It was independent of the New Mexico audit. It didn't have a landing page. There wasn't any fundraising that went out. The New Mexico audit had a dedicated landing page, specific allocation for a New Mexico audit, and there were public solicitations for that. So whether or not Lynn, you know, believes that Shiva broke his pledge, that was all behind closed doors. That was never publicly presented out there. So it wasn't a basis for someone who is going to give $10,000 to not get their money back or not have it spent correctly. I think this is important enough that you give me a call back and I can send you documentation. But as of right now, the Fightback board as a whole is on the hook for this behavior, not just Lynn. And all I care about at this point is I don't want the money. We don't care about the money. We just want to make sure that Dwight in Iowa gets his $10,000 back. Harvey Yates in New Mexico gets $20,000 back. So I'm going to try my best to keep this privately back channels depending on how quickly you all act. But if there isn't any action, I've got no choice but to bring this up. Okay? I expect a phone call quickly, please.